It's 6:04 for KBSX News. I'm Samantha Wright. A federal appeals court declared gay marriage legal in Idaho and Nevada today, a day after the U.S. Supreme Court effectively legalized same-sex marriage in 30 other states. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco struck down the two states' bans on gay marriage, ruling they violated equal protection rights. Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin's spokesman Todd Dvorak said his office believes a previous Ninth Circuit stay on marriages pending a U.S. Supreme Court appeal remains in place. That means just when gay marriages will be allowed is uncertain. Amber Byerly and her partner Rachel Byerly were plaintiffs in the case against Idaho. Amber says she will remain patient while the confusion is worked out. Amber says back in May, Boise Mayor David Beter offered to marry them in his office as soon as it was legal.
We hope his offer is still good, and we would very much like to be there in the mayor's office. Boise and Idaho are so important to us and important to our family. It's where we want to build our family. And so we're definitely hopeful that we can, as soon as he's ready, we'll be down there and ready to go.
Governor Butch Otter issued the following statement today in reaction to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling. He said, quote, "Today's decision by the 9th Circuit is disappointing, but not unexpected." He says he will talk to legislative leaders and the Attorney General before determining his path forward. Mostly clear skies in the forecast for tonight. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.
You're listening to NPR. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Jody Martinson with news on KBSX 91.5. For the first time in the history of Idaho, it is legal for gay and lesbian couples to marry. A court in San Francisco yesterday upheld a lower court's ruling striking down Idaho's ban on same-sex marriage. The couples who sued to overturn that ban met in Boise to celebrate their victory. Our Adam Cotterell was there.
A little more than an hour after the ruling came out, the plaintiffs gathered outside Idaho's federal courthouse. Rachel Byerly arrived first, hobbling up on crutches because of a recent foot surgery. When her fiancé, Amber Byerly, arrived, she ditched the crutches to lean on her partner.
She knew I could be her crutch. That's true.
The Byerlys and two of the three other couples came to talk about the ruling. They hugged each other. They hugged their lawyers. Lead attorney Deborah Ferguson addressed reporters. Then Amber Byerly fielded the ubiquitous, "How do you feel?" question.
I'm ecstatic, so it's a great day for us.
She says it's hard to expand on ecstatic.
We're just overwhelmed with happiness. It's just further legitimizes our family, and to have some of these legal protections that hopefully very soon will come to us, it just feels so good. It's just a relief.
Rachel, who legally changed her name from Robertson a few months ago, agrees.
Feels good to actually, something that's felt so good in my heart for so long, it's now going to be recognized.
Amber says Boise Mayor David Beter has offered to officiate at their wedding because she's a former city employee. She says if the offer still stands, they'd like to take him up on it.
I was the Boise's first city historian, and so it was like this kind of full circle of now we're helping make history in Boise and in Idaho.
Two of the couples who sued to overturn Idaho's gay marriage ban were legally married in other states. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.
The Ada County Clerk's Office said it started getting calls for licenses as soon as the ruling came down from the court yesterday. But officials, including Idaho's Attorney General and others, say they need time to understand the ruling and make sense of what it means. It's all leading to mixed messages about exactly when couples can actually start getting marriage licenses at Idaho's county recorder's offices. We will try to bring clarity to that question as soon as those offices begin to open this morning. Meanwhile, Governor Butch Otter released a statement after yesterday's decision affirming same-sex marriage in Idaho. He called the decision by the Ninth Circuit Court disappointing, but not unexpected. He said he will carefully evaluate the opinion before determining a path forward. The two candidates running to be Idaho's next Secretary of State. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Jody Martinson with news on KBSX 91.5. Same-sex marriages are scheduled to begin at any moment at the Ada County Courthouse. Reporter Frankie Barnhill is standing outside the courthouse where about 100 people have gathered.
Well, I arrived at 7:30 this morning, and there was a group gathered outside already. They were opening cake boxes, wedding cake boxes, that is. I would say altogether there's about almost 100 people. There's media, of course, but then a lot of people carrying signs. There's a number of people who are walking into the courthouse right now. This is where the action is about to take place. And then inside there were a few people, probably about 10 in total, who began standing in line to get their marriage licenses. And I spoke to one couple who's actually been together for 17 years, and they say that today is really validating for them. It will change some nuts and bolts in their lives as far as taxes and insurance go, but it seems like they're just really excited today.
That's Frankie Barnhill at the Ada County Courthouse. We'll have another update in a half hour. Governor Butch Otter and Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin have filed an emergency motion asking the Ninth Circuit Court to recall the mandate making same-sex marriage legal in Idaho. The motion argues the court's decision is against the state of Idaho's opinion on the issue determined through the democratic process. The two candidates running to be Idaho's... Good morning, it's 8:19. You're listening to KBSX 91.5. I'm Jody Martinson. Breaking news moments ago, on the heels of a Ninth Circuit Court decision making same-sex marriage legal in Idaho, Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy has temporarily blocked the ruling this morning. The order came minutes after Idaho filed an emergency request for an immediate stay. Without that stay, state and county officials would have been required to begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples as soon as they opened their offices this morning. Kennedy's order requested a response from the plaintiffs involved in Idaho's gay marriage lawsuit by the end of the day Thursday. We can also confirm at least one couple did manage to get a marriage license this morning in Twin Falls County. Coming up in a little bit on...
This is NPR News from Washington.
Good morning, it's 8:33. I'm Jody Martinson with news on KBSX 91.5. Advocates for same-sex marriage are reacting to a development moments ago, putting a hold on gay marriage licenses in Idaho. KBSX reporter Adam Cotterell is at the Ada County Courthouse, where about 100 people are gathered. He spoke with our Emily Ritter Saunders.
I'm standing in front of the Ada County Courthouse. There's a crowd of people, many of whom just went through the line to get marriage licenses and were turned away at the last second. What was smiles and hugs and tears of joy seems to be turned to tears of disappointment. People are standing around. There's still a lot of hugs, but they're obviously sad. They're disappointed. They're surprised. This was a last-second announcement. Ada County Clerk Chris Rich came out and told them that he had an order from the Supreme Court and marriages would not go forward. This was as people were in front of the counter ready to get licenses. There's a loudspeaker going. People are beginning to give some speeches. And lawyer Deborah Ferguson for the plaintiffs in this case said they could be back here Friday or next week. It is completely unclear at this time.
Do we know if anyone was able to get married in Idaho?
We've had reports that there was one marriage license issued in Twin Falls County. Deborah Ferguson, the lawyers for the plaintiff, confirms that that did in fact happen. She doesn't know what that means, if the Supreme Court order will nullify that, or if that will be, if grandfathered is the correct term, if that would be grandfathered in and there will be one legal same-sex marriage in Idaho now.
Adam Cotterell at the Ada County Courthouse. More updates to follow.
It's 5:49 and you're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX 91.5. I'm Samantha Wright. Gay couples were denied marriage licenses this morning at courthouses across Idaho. The Supreme Court stepped in at the last minute and issued a stay. The news came less than a day after the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling that said Idaho's ban on gay marriage was illegal. Adam Cotterell has more now on the roller coaster that's been the last day for gay couples in Idaho.
People are preparing for a victory party in front of the Ada County Courthouse in Boise shortly before its 8 o'clock opening.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yay.
A DJ is setting up, organizers are cutting cake, and there are a lot of hugs. The excitement continues when the doors open and people line up to go through the metal detectors. Amber and Rachel Byerly, one of the four couples who sued the state for the right to get married, are at the front.
Some of the other couples are moving through the line. A couple's attorneys are going in. I'm jostling some poor lady standing in front of me.
Through the metal detectors, across the lobby, around the corner to the recorder's office. A 2-minute walk, and things change dramatically. When the first couple arrives at the counter to get a marriage license, their lawyer, Deborah Ferguson, gets handed a paper instead. It's a stay.
Pending further order of the Supreme Court, we have a response due tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Back outside by the courthouse fountain, Amber and Rachel Byerly seem to be comforting their friends and family more than being comforted by them. But Amber says the news was a shock. For months now, the couple has put on a positive face. They've continually said they'll get married someday. But because of the twists and turns of the legal process, Amber says they've never allowed themselves to believe it was about to happen. Not in May when the original ruling came out, not yesterday when the appeals court upheld it. Then, Amber says, there was this morning.
We had sort of reserved for so long, and then you kind of have that sense of relief once you get past the metal detectors and you're headed up to the counter. You know, it happens in movies. This doesn't happen in real life that fax comes from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States to Idaho. It doesn't happen, but it did.
It wasn't the Chief Justice. The order was signed by Justice Anthony Kennedy, and it wasn't a fax, but it was at the last minute. On the other side of the registrar's desk, Ada County Chief Deputy Clerk Phil McGrain says the staff was ready to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
And then at about 8:02, we received a phone call from the state informing us that a stay had been issued.
McGrain says when they hung up the phone, they checked email and saw the stay. Then they hit print.
We were printing it when the doors opened to the courthouse and let people in.
Rachel Byerly, who legally changed her name from Robertson a few months ago, says she's emotional but not defeated.
I'm still positive. I still have no doubt in my mind that we'll be able to get married soon. But I think just because we were all the way up to the counter and ready to file and then we got turned away, all right, that's where it hit us.
This was not the first time Rachel and Amber have been turned away at that counter. Last year, before the lawsuit was filed, they came here to the Ada County Recorder's Office and asked for a marriage license. Amber says they didn't expect to get it then, but today they did.
It's going to happen, and I think it's time that everyone understands that it's going to happen. So to further spend the taxpayers' money, to further tug at the heartstrings of hardworking Idahoans, it just needs to stop.
When it might stop is not clear. Legal experts say the Byerlys could be back at this courthouse Friday, or they might have to wait till next year. Meantime, the DJ is done setting up and starts a playlist of wedding favorites. Another of the couples who sued dance with their toddler son. They look like they're putting on a happy face for him, but the wait for what they say will make them truly happy continues. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.
For more on the legal nuts and bolts of what happened today, we called Lyle Denniston. He's a longtime journalist covering the Supreme Court and writes for the online SCOTUS blog. Denniston spoke to our Scott Graff from the Supreme Court and began by explaining why Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the stay that prevented gay couples from getting married in Idaho.
Each of the justices is assigned to a role as a kind of a supervisor of each of the federal judiciary regions. They're called federal circuits, and there are 11 of those, and each of the justices is a kind of a supervising judge over those areas for purposes of emergency matters. So when those emergency kind of things are filed, they are filed with an individual justice for that region, assigned to that region. And the judge then, the justice then has the option of acting on it by themselves or referring it to their colleagues so that the full court will consider it. it's very seldom that a justice will act entirely on his or her own to finally resolve one of these emergency requests. And but the kind of order that Kennedy issued today, which is a very temporary delay until about tomorrow or Friday, is often done by a single justice.
The ball is now in the plaintiffs' court. The assumption is that they will respond. They have said that they will by the 5 p.m. Eastern deadline tomorrow. What do you see as being the logical next step then from the Supreme Court, considering the decision the court made on Monday and essentially turning back other appeals court decisions similar to what the Ninth decided this week?
The lawyers for Idaho have tried very hard to say that their case is different from any one of the seven that the court denied the other day. It's a little hard to say whether or not that's a really convincing argument. They had to make that kind of argument because they are filing this request for some relief based upon the theory that what happened on Monday does not give any indication of what should happen in their case. So they have tried to say that we are raising issues different from those that were raised on Monday. I would guess that the court might not find that very persuasive. And my best guess at the moment is that they're going to deny review in this case, too, because we still don't have a split in the federal appeals courts on this issue.
So the 5 p.m. deadline is met. The plaintiffs in Idaho make their decision. The Supreme Court then reacts in the way that you think they're going to react. It sounds like gay marriage could actually be a reality as soon as Friday in Idaho. On the flip side of the timeline, how long could it possibly be?
First of all, I think that Kennedy, once he gets a reply on Thursday afternoon, is likely to refer to the full court, and then I think they may take it up at their regular scheduled private conference on Friday. So we could hear before the end of the day on Friday. Now, conversely, if they decide to delay it further, then that depends on how quickly the Ninth Circuit acts on the requests that are now pending there. In addition to filing their request with Justice Kennedy, the state of Idaho and the Ada County clerk filed requests in the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco to put their decision on hold until they can ask for a reconsideration. So if this court on Friday or Thursday night does indeed put matters on hold, then the next thing to do is to look to see what the Ninth Circuit does.
Lyle Denniston covers the Supreme Court for the online news outlet SCOTUS blog. He spoke with our Scott Graff. You can find our complete coverage of the gay marriage rulings on our website. Just go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. You're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX 91.5.